The Gemara on the top of Daf Tesavim Beis brings down a brisa that says the following: Tashma Adam Lezer Bar Tzadik Yishisu Lematayr Tzal B'Yochanan Acharani. When I was learning by B'Yochanan Acharani, Yishisu Shal Eichel Pascha Eber B'Melch B'Shnei Batzar. So it was a time of famine, and he didn't have much food. He was eating dry bread with melach. Basi V'Adatis Abba. I told my father Amrli Ha'ilcho Azesim. He told me to bring him olives V'Halachti Loi, and I brought him olives, and then he started eating olives. And L'chaya, you could ask in this Gemara that, how is it that Rabbi Yochanan Acharani was eating olives? We know the Gemara says in Harius that ha'eichol zeisim is kosher l'shechecha. If a person eats olives, it's kosher l'shechecha. It could cause a person to forget his learning. So what was the heter of Rabbi Yochanan Acharani to eat these olives? And I saw a beautiful hesver from Ramchan Kinevsky Zantzal in his Sefer Zikaron, and I'm going to say it now. B'sech Sheva should be a svas of davis bekaver and should be a covered in ili l'nishmasa. So the Sefer Zikaron is a kuntres that Chaim Kanievsky wrote, beautiful kuntres with male bekias and charifas, like all of his svarim, and it's all about the inyanim that are kashen l'shechecha, all the things that Chazal say not to do because it could cause you to forget, the things that are good l'zikaron. So he discusses all the different gedarim of all these different things in this kuntres. It's printed in the Sefer Siach HaSadeh Chelek Aleph. So in the Sefer Zikaron over there, he discusses zeisim. And he Taka asks his kasha, and he says like this. He says that this is in Isid Aleph in the Sefer Zikaron. So first he says that the old din of Pashas to Isser being ragel b'zeisim, the lashon of the Gemara is if you're ragel b'zeisim, if you do it all the time. It sounds like if to eat it once in a while would not be a problem. So maybe you could say that this Rabbi Yochanan over here did not eat a bekvius, he only ate it once in a while, and therefore would not be a problem. What is the shear of ragel? So he proves in different Gemaras that ragel b'derechal means once every 30 days. So if he did it less often than that, it would not be a problem. So that could be a pashat ateres to this kasha. The problem is, he says it is mashup in the Gemara that that's not the way it was. It sounds like he ate a bikvias. This is what he ate during the Shnei Batzaris. That was his food every day. So it definitely sounds that it was regal. So l'chara, the kasha remains. So then he says a different teretz. I'll pee the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Ayin says, he brings down Mashem Darizal that the whole Isser of not eating olives because of Kashu Shechacha, that's only for an Amaret, someone who's not in a Haimadrega, but someone who's a Tam Chacham, who knows how to be Mechavan the Kavanas, Api Kabbalah. When you eat the food, you're Mechavan certain Kavanas, Api Kabbalah, then not only is the Zayas not Meshakech your Talmud, but Adrab, it actually helps you remember. So Memela, Rabbi Yochanan Acharani was obviously on the Madrega to be Mechavan the Kavanas. For him, it would be Mutter to eat the olives because he was on such a Madrega. And I mentioned that I heard from a chaver mine who once ate by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita, who was serving olives at his suda, and he asked them why, how could he eat them, the kashul shecha, and Rabbi Yaakov Hillel told him that if one is mechaven these kavanas with harizo, it's not a problem, so that could be a pshat over here in the Gemara, that was the heter of Yochanan Acharani to eat it. Now, l'chay, you could say another teretz, I'll pee what's brought down in different svarim, another heter to eat olives, that the svarim say that the whole isser of eating olives that's kashul shecha is only if you eat them by themselves. But if you eat them together with shemen zayis, with olive oil, then it's not a problem. Because the Gemara says, just like an olive is meshakech talmudai, makes you forget your learning, but drinking or eating olive oil makes you remember your learning. Shemen zayis is a skula to remember your learning. So if you eat the olive with olive oil, the olive oil would be mevatel all the shecha that came from the olive, and therefore it's not a problem. So you could say that Rabbi Yochanan over here ate the olive together with the olive oil. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't answer this because if you look in that shtickle over there, he brings down this heter from the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh that eating the olives with the olive oil would not be a problem. But he's madchid, he says you should not rely on it, it's not a good heter because he says in kol adam shavin, and not all people are the same, and you cannot know that it exactly cancels each other out. And you can have one person that eating the olive will cause a tremendous amount of shecha, and the shaman will only bring back a little bit of tyra. And it's not always something that you could be shaykel and be sure that the olive oil will bring back exactly the amount of tire that was lost, and therefore it remains kashrus shecha, and therefore you should not rely on this heter. And for that reason, Chaim does not use this teretz to answer Rabbi Yochanan Acharani because he felt that this is not a valid heter. And there's a beautiful ma'aseh b'nogia to this heter that he writes over here that I mentioned in the Parparis Adaf on Moed Katan, that the Shlomo Zalman, after the Sefer Zikaron came out, from Chaim Kanievsky when it was published. So Shlomo Zalman got the sefer and he read it and he wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky and he wrote over there that because of you I had to change my breakfast. So he explained that Shlomo Zalman's minig was every day for breakfast he would eat bread together with olives which was apparently the minig by Antri Shalim, and he would dip the bread in olive oil and eat it together with the olives. And he was samech on this heter that even though olives are kasher shechecha, but if you have it together with the olive oil, then it's not a problem because it brings back Torah that you forgot. But after he saw in the Sefer Zikaron from Reb Chaim that this is not a valid heter, he right away stopped eating his breakfast and he moved on to something else. And that's what he wrote in a letter to Reb Chaim to tell him that I read your Sefer, I enjoyed it very much, and ad kedei kach that I changed my breakfast because of you. And you see the Gemalik Hashivas that Shlomo Zalman had for Reb Chaim. Shlomo Zalman is much older than him, and already the Paisik Adar, but as soon as Reb Chaim wrote that this is not a valid heter, he changed his whole breakfast and he followed Reb Chaim's psak. And we mentioned that B'Seif Yama from Shlomo Zalman was no longer able to eat his new breakfast. For whatever health reasons, he felt he has to go back to the olive breakfast that he used to eat. And he felt that, because of his Shas Atrak, he could be Semech on the Mekilim over here. So he went back to his old breakfast, but not before he sent a Shiach to Reb Chaim to tell him that you should just know that don't be Chayshin me of still be Machmer and not eating the olives. Like you said, unfortunately, I can't do it anymore. And now I have to go back to it. And he wanted to make sure that people shouldn't think of him higher than he is. He was keeping a chumer that he was no longer keeping. And that was his Midas Amos over here. So upon him, that is the Shtekel Tayr from Reb Chaim over here and the Gemalik HaRacha that Shlomo Zalman had for Reb Chaim already many years ago.